Mata Bio makes Africa's strong case for reforms of the UN Security Council. In an exclusive interview, the Sierra Leonean president maintains that the Security Council's current configuration is outdated and does not adequately serve Africa's interests. This article was written by Kingsley Igobor. At most international forums, including the annual UN General Assembly high-level debate, Sierra Leonean President Julius Mata Bio consistently highlights the injustices of the global system, particularly Africa's absence in the permanent category and underrepresentation in the non-permanent category of the United Nations Security Council, UNSC. President Bio is the coordinator of the African Union Committee of 10 Heads of State and Government on UNSC Reform, known as C-10, a platform he uses to amplify his UNSC reform advocacy. This year, he has been particularly vocal, as Sierra Leone currently holds a non-permanent seat on the Security Council and presides over the Council for the month of August. For example, in his statement in the Security Council chambers on the 12th of August, President Bio emphasized the outdated nature of the current UNSC structure. The current structure of the Security Council reflects an outdated world order, an era that fails to recognize Africa's growing importance and contributions, he remarked. In a subsequent interview with Africa Renewal, the president pointed out that the continent is home to 1.3 billion people and 54 of the 193 UN-member states, a significant part of the global community. We cannot just be a territory for proxy wars. We know what our problems are, and we should have a say in how to solve them, he asserted, adding that more than 60% of the issues discussed in the Security Council pertain to Africa. It is unjust for Africa to be sidelined in the 21st century, he argued, declaring, I call on all African leaders and on all those who stand for justice and democracy around the world to fight this unfairness. As the UN prepares to celebrate its 80th anniversary in 2025, President Bio asserted that the celebration would only be meaningful if the current configuration of the Council is reformed, reflecting the frustration of many African leaders who feel the continent's concerns are often overlooked. Africa's demands. Africa is demanding at least two permanent seats in the UN Security Council and two additional non-permanent seats, bringing the total number of non-permanent seats to five. Additionally, Africa advocates for the abolition of the veto power. However, if the veto is retained, President Bio insisted that it must be extended to all new permanent members as a matter of justice. The president broke down the potential support for Africa's push for greater representation on the Security Council into two categories: support from within the continent and support from major global powers. While support from within the continent comes naturally, he acknowledged the challenges posed by the P5, the five permanent members of the Security Council, who wield enormous power in the Council. The main issue we have is the P5. They are manning the gate. They have to let us in. Despite these challenges, he was encouraged that the P5 have recognized the fact that Africa has been treated unfairly. He stressed, there is a new spirit, the world has changed, and leaders have come and gone. What I'm trying to do is convince my colleagues in Africa and the world at large that the injustice done to Africa cannot be accepted. The United Nations Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, supports Africa's demands for UNSC reforms. We cannot accept that the world's preeminent peace and security body lacks a permanent voice for a continent of well over a billion people, a young and rapidly growing population, making up 28% of the membership of the United Nations, Mr. Guterres said at the 12th of August meeting. He added, nor can we accept that Africa's views are undervalued on questions of peace and security, both on the continent and around the world. To ensure the Council's full credibility and legitimacy, he emphasized the importance of heeding the long-standing calls from the UN General Assembly, various geographic groups, from the Arab group to the Benelux, Nordic, and CARICOM countries, and some permanent members of this council itself, to correct this injustice. Lessons from Sierra Leone's Civil War. Sierra Leone's brutal civil war, 1991-2002, may have shaped President Bio's views on conflict resolution and international diplomacy. After all the fighting, after all the destruction, we resolved our problems at the negotiating table, he reflected, emphasizing the importance of dialogue and consensus building. Drawing from Sierra Leone's experience, he envisioned Africa playing an important role in global peace and security. We have learned quite a lot: partnership, multilateralism, dialogue, and the need to build consensus. What we are bringing to the table within the UN Security Council is how we can be a bridge, how we can support multilateralism as a way for peace and security around the world. Women's empowerment. Beyond global governance, Sierra Leone has adopted progressive gender policies under President Bio's leadership. For example, The country passed a law mandating, among other provisions, that at least 30% of positions in both the private and public sectors, including in the cabinet, be held by women, a huge step toward gender equality. Earlier this year, Sierra Leone also enacted a law banning child marriage. It would be wrong for us to talk about development if you keep more than half of your population in the kitchen or do not empower them enough to be part of the force that is going to change the nation, he declared. Empowering women, he stressed, begins with education. This focus on education is part of a broader strategy to transform Sierra Leone's human capital, which President Bio considers the nation's most valuable resource. He said, "When you talk about Sierra Leone, you think of diamonds, gold, and other natural resources. I have said to my nation, yes, these are precious minerals, but the most important resources we have in this country are the people." Climate change. As a leader of one of the world's most climate-vulnerable countries, President Bio highlighted Sierra Leone's challenges in handling increasingly severe weather patterns. When it rains so heavily that it overwhelms the infrastructure. "We've seen cars floating, we've seen houses swept away," he noted, drawing parallels with similar disasters in more developed nations. In response, Sierra Leone has launched a nationwide climate action campaign focusing on reforestation, improving drainage systems, and educating the public on the importance of the environment. "Combating climate change requires collective action, both locally and globally," he emphasized. On the issue of capital flight from Africa, President Bio underscored his deep sense of pride in African identity and potential. He urged Africans to acquire knowledge and skills from the West and to bring back those lessons to build their societies back in Africa. "Home is home. Nobody's going to fix that home. We, Africans, have to fix that home," he insisted.